Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article called The AI Productivity Paradox: Why 71% of UK businesses are getting nothing back, written by Brett Allegre Wood.
And that headline alone should stop a lot of business owners in their tracks.
It should. The number is striking. 71% of UK businesses have adopted AI in some form. And yet over 3 years, the aggregate productivity gain for the whole country is just
0.29%. 0.29%. I want people to really hear that. Not 29%, not 2.9%. 0.29%. 3 years in.
Brett's argument is direct. This is not a technology problem. The technology works. The problem is a shallow implementation strategy that skips the hard work.
Which is uncomfortable, because it's much easier to buy a subscription than to actually redesign how your business operates.
And that's what most businesses have done. They've measured AI adoption by license purchases, not by workflow transformation. Brett calls it a vanity metric. It looks good in a board report and sounds progressive in a press release, but it tells you nothing about what's actually happening day to day.
He uses a good analogy in the article. You buy the most powerful oven on the market and only ever use it to reheat takeaways. The potential is completely untapped.
And the real damage is that it creates an illusion of progress. You've invested in AI, so surely you're moving forward. Meanwhile, the underlying inefficiencies are sitting there completely untouched.
There's also a people cost that I think gets overlooked. Brett's article has hard data on this. For 26% of workers, AI has actually increased the pressure they feel at work. For 23%, workload has gone up.
So the technology that was supposed to free people up is, for a significant part of the workforce, doing the opposite.
Because they haven't been trained properly. They're managing clunky integrations that create extra steps rather than removing them. They're fixing AI mistakes without any support structure in place. The AI that was supposed to augment the team ends up adding to their burden.
And there's a trust issue sitting underneath all of that. A third of those employees don't believe their employer will reinvest any productivity gains back into the team. They see the software spend, feel the extra pressure, and have zero confidence they'll see any benefit.
That resentment does not sit quietly. It kills morale, stifles creativity, and drives your best people out the door.
Brett frames it as a breakdown in the psychological contract between employer and employee. His point is that it's entirely avoidable. It is not an inevitable consequence of AI. It is a direct result of an implementation strategy that prioritizes the technology over the people who have to use it.
The Singapore versus Australia comparison in the article is worth dwelling on. Singapore has a national plan to upskill 100,000 people to be AI builders and creators, not just passive users.
That distinction is important. Builders versus passive users. One group shapes the technology, the other just reacts to it.
Australia's major employers, including Atlassian and Afterpay, have responded to the same shift with mass redundancies. Brett's read is that's not a strategy. It's what happens when you've underinvested in skills and training for years and suddenly the bill comes due. One country building a bridge to the future, the other throwing people overboard to stay afloat. And that plays out at the business level just as much as the national one. So what does a better approach actually look like in practice?
Brett lays out 5 steps. Map your current processes end to end and find the real bottlenecks. Ask the hard questions about why you do things the way you do. Be prepared to tear up the old rulebook. Third, redesign the workflow from scratch with AI at the center. Don't tinker at the edges. Build the new process around what AI can actually do, then weave it in from there. Fourth, train your people properly. Not a help doc in a Zoom link. Structured, ongoing, practical training. And fifth, measure outputs, not licenses. That last one needs to land. The number of active subscriptions is not a productivity metric. The only metric that matters is whether work is getting done faster and to a higher standard. Until that groundwork is in place, Brett's view is that every subscription renewal is money going nowhere. So what's the one thing to act on this week? For me, it's talk to your team honestly. Ask them directly whether the tools are making your work easier or harder. That 26% figure is a national average. Your number could be higher. Mine is audit your AI spend. List every active subscription. For each one, identify the specific workflow it is supposed to improve and check whether it's actually doing that. Not in theory, in practice. The full article is at anabu.ai.
And if you want to figure out how to make this work properly inside your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well. Thanks for listening.